Boston Red Sox manager Alex Cora's job may well be in jeopardy. Yesterday, Cora was identified by Major League Baseball as one of the ringleaders of the Houston Astros sign-stealing scheme in 2017 when he was the team's bench coach. The Astros won the World Series that year. Baseball suspended the team's manager and general manager for 1 year, and then yesterday they were fired by this guy, the Astros owner, Jim Crane.
Neither one of those guys implemented this or pushed it through the system. It really came from the bottom up. But neither one of them did anything about it, and that's unfortunate, and the consequences are severe.
The league held off punishing Cora because it's still investigating allegations Cora illegally stole other team signs with the Red Sox in 2018 when the Sox won the World Series. Steve Buckley is a columnist for The Athletic and joins us now. Good morning, Steve, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you. Good morning.
So let's cut right to the chase. In your column in The Athletic, you say Alex Cora's time with the Red Sox will soon be over. You think he's gone?
I think he is, because this is a really impossible situation for the Red Sox to roll out the 2020 edition of the team with him at the helm. He's almost certain to get a lengthy suspension anyway. I mean, when you consider that the Astros manager and GM were sanctioned for the entire season and subsequently fired by their owner, it stands to reason the Cora, too, is going to get a lengthy suspension. They've got a brand-new general manager, Chaim Bloom, coming in, and I don't think it's fair for him in his first season with the Red Sox to have an interim manager. He needs to have his own guy in place.
How quickly do you think this will happen? You write in your column, there's no need for the Red Sox to wait for baseball to complete its investigation into whether the Red Sox were running an illegal sign-stealing operation in 2018. Should the Sox wait, or should they just punish Cora now?
So given that the Astros have already fired their manager and general manager, given that Cora played a shockingly central role in all this, which just was stunning to all of us. We knew he was involved, or we assumed he was involved, but the commissioner's report outlined so incredibly his role in this. I don't see how they can retain him as manager.
As part of their punishment, the Astros also lost 2 draft picks and were fined $5 million. If the allegations against the Red Sox are true, they would presumably face the same kind of sentence, same kind of punishment, don't you think?
Possibly. The only difference is we need to understand the severity and the length of what the Red Sox were doing in 2018. Now, we know now through the commissioner's report what happened with the Astros in 2017 when they won the World Series. And obviously it's easy to transfer the penalties over to the 2018 Red Sox and see the penalties and the draft picks and the suspensions and all that. I just need to, before I take personally that next step, I need to see what the report is that's going to come out from the Red Sox.
Well, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, if Alex Cora does get fired from the Red Sox and the Red Sox have a new chief of baseball operations, Chaim Bloom, they'll be looking for a new manager. Where are they likely to look, do you think?
Well, there's several possibilities. Ron Renicki is the current bench coach. A name that's being floated also is Jason Varitek, the longtime Red Sox catcher. He played on 2 World Series teams. He caught no hitters. He's heavily involved in baseball operations. Keep in mind also that Bloom spent 14 or 15 years with the Tampa Bay Rays. It's possible he has a candidate in mind from his years in baseball with whom he has a very good relationship. And if you think in terms of a completely free break from what the Red Sox have on staff right now, it's not inconceivable he'd move in that direction, but that's a big next step.
Steve Buckley, columnist for The Athletic, thanks a lot for speaking to us on WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure.